And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. After some careful deliberation, Sid Schroyer has mailed the $35 check to reserve a spot at his 50-year high school reunion. And this week, Sid responds to the directive, provide a brief update on the past 50 years.
Dear reunion organizer, during graduation our senior year, a survey asked us about our plans for the future. And I jotted down a line from When I'm 64, a Beatles song from Sgt. Pepper.
Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, if it's not too
rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight, W-I-G-H-T, I wrote. When the article appeared, my note had been changed to rent a cottage on the Island of Wight, W-H-I-T-E, because somebody who isn't thought they are smarter than I am, a perfectly apt end to my high school experience, I suppose. So please, reunion organizer, if you decide to share this, including the little preface note here, don't change a word. Use it all exactly like I wrote it, nor don't use it at all. I meant to write it like this and not like an obituary or an introduction to Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune. I would like people to read it. I've called it High School and Then, a Brief Update on the Past 50 High School and Then, a Brief Update on the Past 50 Years. Lotus Freeman and I used to play a game called They're the Same Person, identifying individuals who secretly play two parts in the world, Merv Griffin and Mike Douglas, Andy Etchebarren and Elliot Gould, Rod Steiger and John Mitchell. You never see them in the same place at the same time. What about Paul Simon? One of us said one day. That's easy, said the other. That's me. No, said the one of us, that's me. I tell you this because at some point in our early years together, Judy Firestein said to me, when I was a girl, I always thought I was going to grow up to marry Paul Simon.
Paul Simon would be wonderful as a husband.
We were married in 1977. Lotus was the best man. Judy and I met at a student radio station in Bloomington on the day after Valentine's Day, 1975. On Valentine's Day, 1970, in the Camaro in the parking lot at halftime of an Eastern High School basketball game, Lotus, Joe Petro, and I smoked the joint we rolled on the Simon and Garfunkel Bridge Over Troubled Waters album I had just given Janet Armstrong. By the summer of 1970, Janet was gone. That crazy draft-dodging counterculture stuff was just not for her. Joe was reading Soul on Ice by Eldridge Cleaver, and I was reading Death at an Early Age by Jonathan Kozel, thinking that when I grow up, I'll either be a lawyer or a social worker. Saving humanity would be a wonderful job. That failed to materialize, but our son Matthew is a lawyer, and our daughter Lily is a social worker. Funny how life turns out. I turned out to be, at my best, a high school teacher, which was my dad Vern's early but unfulfilled ambition. Matt and his wife Shannon named their son Vern. I've started writing him a letter about the man who shares his name, such a good man, my dad, and the man who said, it's our flag too. Lily and her husband Ari and their corgi Benji moved from Brooklyn to nearby Mishawaka in August. Judy and I got to love New York when both Lily and Matt lived there for 15 years. It's like a movie, the view from Brooklyn Heights across the East River into Manhattan, writ large and told small, the corner bar or breakfast place told through the eyes of someone who rides the subway every day. That was great. I've been retired from teaching English for 6 years, from 1988 through 2015. I taught at New Prairie High School, a lot like Eastern. It's near South Bend, where Judy and I have lived since 1977. I'm still working about 20 hours a week as a news person, producer, and out loud reader, and observational essayist at the NPR station in the South Bend market, WVPE, Elkhart. Speaking in public was impossible for my dad, Vern. Funny how life turns out. Lotus and I had some time together in the months before he died from a sort of premature old age brought on by heart disease in 2010. The last time I saw Joe, Matt was crawling around under the dining room table while we talked, downstairs from where I'm writing this right now. Joe's choice to die in 1984 has provided for me some insight into how best to live. I hope this reunion serves our memory of everyone we've lost from those years together. 50 years. There's been some sorrow, and there are other people I miss that I cannot ever see. All in all, though, my life has been unspeakably good, thanks to the day after Valentine's Day. So that's my brief update on the past 50 years, high school and then, as you requested. See you in September. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Look, he told me to leave it alone and not edit anything else.
Half of the time we're gone, the We don't know when, we don't know where. Tom, get you playing round time. I know that you've been eager to fly now. Hey, let your honesty shine, shine, shine now. Go, go.
Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.